Hello, my friend. It's been a little while since we've taken time like this, or maybe you're listening to other podcasts or other ones I've shared. And the feeling I have right now is the importance of just sort of putting everything aside and being with what presents itself. We're seekers. We wander, we look for things, and what a wonderful thing to do. And so I join you in that search. The journey of longing and looking and finding, it's a real one, and it's so important, so I don't mean to put that aside at all, but there's something in it that has us looking for something and missing that someone is with us, that someone who has made us one, both within what can feel like, and I feel it at times, my own fragmented self, the brokenness that seems to have remained and won't go away or be healed. There's one here who is healing that, and more importantly, holding that. So maybe the end project of life isn't getting it all done, getting it all right, and getting it all healed, but it's receiving the one who is with us through all of this and promised from all time never, never to leave us. All of this is a lead into just a bit of a reflection that I'd welcome you to take on for yourself. And it's so wonderful to be with you again. I talk off and on with people who've been listening into our podcasts, and Greg and I delight in the fact that you take time with these, if you do it all, in your own place and way. And I'm thinking of that now because sometimes there is a way in which we ought to read scriptures, or there's something we ought to get out of it. And that's sort of the theme that's underneath this idea of put things aside and don't get preoccupied with getting it done and getting it right and getting it fixed and getting healed. We're in the season of healing, this amazing truth that we have a Lord who has risen from the dead. Arisen from our death, who broke in on anything that's dead in us, who's drawn us back from the jaws of death, we might say, an ancient image. John's Gospel, chapter 21, 1 through 14, is one of, for me, one of the dearest stories that we find in scriptures. And it's told by his dear friend. It comes in the community of John that we would hear a story of Jesus revealing himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. And then we hear already that Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael and the Zebedee brothers and this whole crowd are out fishing. Peter says, I'm going to go fishing. And they say, we will also come with you. You know, this is after the resurrection, if we put it in a time frame, and that's what John helps us to do. And they're not very successful, which isn't too new for them or for me or you. So they come to shore with an empty boat, with nothing. We would say with nothing. And Jesus is there standing on the shore. And he says to them, children, have you caught anything to eat? The answer, no. And so he says, cast the net over the right side of the boat and you will find something. So they cast it. You might remember another time in another gospel where Peter really protests, and then, well, no, but okay, I'll try it. And then a huge, huge net full of fish, may have been earlier in John. But the beautiful thing about this passage that I'm inviting us to take time with is it is a passage. Maybe that's why we call them that. The word is here alive in this. It passes into us, this story. It's not read first for mental analysis and acuity of insight, but to receive and experience an experience of Jesus being on the shore, watching his friends, receiving them back from a time of failure, lack of success. an empty boat time. This is after Easter. This is after his resurrection. This story is given to us now humbly on this Friday morning. I'm sharing it with you, but it arises other times. And just to leave this story with you, the thing that I've always loved is the next thing is, do I believe in a God who would make me breakfast? Because Jesus has it cooking on the side somewhere off here a little bit. And he invites them as they unload this incredible 153, which is often said as an image of all the nations of the world, the peoples everywhere, that a torn net almost opens up to all of this. And their hearts open to the fact that Jesus is here and he's making breakfast for them, grilling fish and toasting bread. And they bring some of their fish to the meal. What do we bring to the meal now? The feeding that Jesus is offering in the Word in this moment. And for me, part of it is our willingness to put aside the way in which the overly conscious attempt to make meaning from stories. The risk of giving up the security of knowing how to listen to this passage and letting it speak to ourselves, to us, to our hearts, we might say, on its own. To let it ring in our heart as its own bell. To sense this Jesus standing there. Now, I'm inclined to begin to tell you how it strikes me and moves me. And I've been listening to the loveliness of birds. I don't know if you've heard them in the background because I'm sharing this Instagram from inside my room rather than out on the deck. Actually, right now, watching the squirrel that's also arrived. Now it just looked at me, who's consuming the seeds I put out for the birds. So life isn't always quite the way we have it planned. And that's the part of the reason for listening to the Word, really. The deeper thing is I plan to listen now. Going to get something out of it. Now, what is it that I am to let go of that and hear it? Just hear it. This beautiful story, John 21, 1 to 14, or another story, another line, a piece of it, or your own life as you pause now, as we take a little time together and rest. Rest so that we can do. Hear so that we can feed each other and others. Bring our tiredness and uncertainty and brokenness and empty boats. You know, uncertainty about the next and conviction that our net won't hold anything. And being here and seeing and hearing what might happen. Behold, it does. So on this Easter morning, another morning in Easter, and we're blessed that the church gives us many Easter mornings, many, many after Easter, each morning rising with the Lord rising with us, and this morning the Lord saying, come have breakfast. Come have breakfast. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, come have breakfast. Blessings, my friend. It's wonderful to share this time with you. And let us pray for each other, for the brokenness of our world, the empty nets that many have, the hunger that others, and that we would might pray that each of us continue to hunger. Again, not burdened by the acuity of an answer, but the willingness to have a clear and clouded heart, waiting to receive the one who is cooking up something for us now. The Word alive and active in our heart. The Spirit of the Lord be with you. Easter peace in your heart and home. Be still and know.
Christ is arisen today.
Alleluia.
Our triumphant holy day.
Alleluia.
Who did once upon the cross,
Alleluia,
suffered to